This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss the ransomware attack on meatpacker JBS with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit scheduled for later this month. Australian and North American units of the world's largest meat plants were hit over the weekend by the organized cyber attack on its information systems. Brazil's JBS said in a statement the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down Monday. The company said it was working to resolve the incident. The attack shut down operations across several Australian states, a JBS executive told an industry news website Sunday. The world's largest meat packer has operations in Canada and the United States. Russia said Wednesday it was open to considering any request from the United States for help in investigating the cyber attack on the U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meatpack processor. A Kremlin spokesperson said earlier Wednesday he did expect the issue of cybercrime to come up during the June 16th summit in Geneva between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on both countries fully returning to the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and major powers are expected to resume Thursday of next week, two diplomats said Wednesday. The remaining parties to the deal, not including the United States, which quit under President Donald Trump, are holding a formal meeting in Vienna later Wednesday to wrap up the current round of talks and decide when to meet again. The negotiations in Vienna began in April. Israel's parliament elected labor veteran Isaac Herzog as its 11th president Wednesday, a vote that came as opposition lawmakers scrambled to forge a coalition to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu. Herzog beat former headmistress Miriam Peretz to replace President Reuven Rivlin, who was elected in 2014. This is VOA News. A Florida man Wednesday became the second person so far to plead guilty for his role in storming the U.S. Capitol January 6th after he entered the U.S. Senate chamber clad in a Trump T-shirt and waving a red flag that said Trump 2020. The man pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. in a virtual hearing to one count of obstructing an official proceeding. The charge can carry a statutory maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, though the U.S. District Judge said federal sentencing guidelines call for a sentence in the range of 15 to 21 months. More than 440 people have been charged in connection with the Capitol riots, in which throngs of former President Donald Trump's supporters entered the Capitol in a failed bid to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election victory. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says America still faces the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago. On May 31st and June 1st in 1921, a white mob, including some people hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 Black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. The White House is backing more incentives for Americans to get COVID-19 vaccines. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Consider it a shot and a beer. Anheuser-Busch says it will buy Americans 21 and over a round of beer once President Biden's goal of getting 70% of people partially vaccinated is met. The company says a website giveaway will provide $5 credits to the first 200,000 people to respond when the goal's reached. So far, about 63% of Americans have received at least one vaccine dose. Other businesses and states have been offering everything from sports tickets to straight-up cash as vaccination incentives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's health ministry announced Wednesday children ages 12 to 15 would be able to receive coronavirus vaccinations, despite a possible link between Pfizer-BioNTech's inoculations and inflammation of the heart muscle among young men. Tuesday, Israel lifted nearly all COVID restrictions after a nationwide vaccination campaign for people older than 16. Burkina Faso launched its COVID-19 vaccination drive Wednesday, first offering the shot to the vulnerable, health workers, and others in the front line of the battle against the pandemic. Around 200 doctors, nurses, and other medical staff received the first shots at a medical site in the south of the capital. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.